Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Meanwhile, the Mavs this quarter, 5 of 6 from 3. Williams has 2 triples. Thompson with his 4th. Klay Thompson catching fire.
75% of the Tolos did not want it to happen. The Mavericks packed for 8 days like Michael Jordan in Phoenix. And the luggage is still intact. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Thursday edition, live, of Sean and RJ. Choppy is out, heading to Italy for the honeymoon. I'm Sean Sharif, alongside Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. Did you stay up for the Mavs' eventual beatdown of the Sacramento Kings? 120 to 106. I actually slept in a different room. Did not sleep in the room. It wasn't because of a fight. I know in your own household, you may be Mavs divided. So if you're rooting for the Mavs and your significant other, it's like me and Bobby today. Bobby's just mad and angry and bitter, like 75% of the Tolos over anything positive that the basketball team does. I'm rooting for it. Maybe you guys had a Mavs fight. Maybe you had a basketball fight. No, I just knew I was going to be up to about 11:30. So I watched in a different room and passed out.
Yeah, I didn't see most of the fourth quarter because it was just they were up at that point. And I was like, all right, we're fine. Because, I mean, that second quarter, they were overwhelming. They were making just about anything they put up in the second quarter was going in, especially for old play-in Clay. It's not game six Clay anymore. I doubt he'll ever see a game six again in his career, at least if he stays here. But it was play-in Clay and knocking down all those threes. Brandon Williams, really impressive in the first half. He's been a bright spot. He's been good.
Nico found him.
I just can't. I was telling you when I walked in, I'm having a lot of trouble separating anything positive these players do, and it's nothing against them. They're collateral damage, unfortunately. I'm having trouble separating anything positive they do from anything positive for Nico Harrison.
Why don't you have that same problem with separation when it comes to the Cowboys?
Because, and there are a couple people who have brought this up, the Cowboys have never actively attacked the fan base. This guy actively attacks the fan base. The equivalent would be if 30 years ago, after Troy's third season, Jerry would have traded Troy for the last 3 years of Phil Sims in the division to a rival and gone, well, Phil helps us right now. I don't give a damn. That was stupid. Why did you do that? And then actively after that went, okay, let me just tell you guys why you're so stupid. Literally, out of everything Jerry and Steven have ever done, even when it's been a bad move, they've never ever told the fan base, let me tell you why you're dumb for not agreeing with us. In fact, usually they go, hey, we totally get the questioning. Like, that's kind of, they said, but this is our thought process. The Rangers, same sort of thing. Chris Young, hey, I know people wanted us to sell at the deadline. Look, this is what we're thinking. This is how we're looking at it. Nico Harrison, when he talks, when that little mute MF-er talks, he tells you how stupid you are.
And the others show up. The others show up normally right here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. But Klay Thompson, the Klay-in, after going 0-for-10 during his Golden State appearance against the Kings, he had to exorcise the demons, and he said he felt like the lid came off with that first shot that rattled on in. He proceeds to hit 4 threes in 3 minutes, helps build a 14-point lead in the second quarter. He ends up scoring 16 in the quarter, and they are up 71-48 at half, and it's basically season over for Sacramento. Here's Klay on the breakout.
We've had to endure quite the year, especially when it comes to the injury bug, to have our team almost complete. Obviously, we miss our brother and Kyrie. I mean, we all could imagine what he would do for our team. The sky's the limit with he's in the lineup, but we're so desperate to keep the postseason alive. It's a privilege to play basketball this time of year. I told the guys before the game, I mean, we have nothing to lose. Go out here with a free swing, play for each other, and play free-minded, because that's when we're at our best, and there's nothing like being able to compete this time of year. It's truly special.
What are you snickering at?
All of it. First off, he goes, you know, it's been such a tough year, especially with the injuries. And then he almost like chuckles because he knows that's not especially why it's been tough. It's been because I didn't watch the first quarter hardly, because I changed the station as soon as I was watching it. When I turned it on, and when I hear the ESPN announcers jump in instantly with, yeah, look, you know, the injury bug, it's just, it's so bad. That's why the Mavericks are 13-20 since the Luka trade. And I just changed it instantly. I was like, stop trying to blame it just on the injuries. I know the injuries were a big part. Like, clearly, it's a massive part. They would have had a better record, but I don't want to hear about the injuries. The Mavericks floundered because they traded Luka. That's why. So I changed the station, and then I was like, all right, I'll change it back when the Rangers are done. But I'm not gonna pick them over the Rangers.
A lot of question. Corey Majors brought it up yesterday in Crosstalk. How would they come out? How would they play? Would they just have a sense of, let's get this crap over with. Season over. Blow us out. Put us out of our misery. I think 82% of the Vegas money was actually on Sacramento. But no, it was the total opposite. I thought PJ Washington played with a, man, PJ flexes after every single bucket. He is staring someone down. But I thought PJ Washington brought it from an energy standpoint. You got your lifts that you mentioned from some of the role players, but they do play hard, and they did play hard in handling the Kings. 44 points in that second quarter, and you said they got outscored the rest of the way.
Yeah, it was outside of that second quarter where it was 44-19, Sacramento outscored them 87-76. Like, it's something where Dallas took over in that second quarter. It felt like they couldn't miss. In fact, the only one really consistently missing last night felt like Anthony Davis early. But it's when you catch fire like that, when you dominate them to that extent and create that sort of margin, yeah, it's going to be hard for a team like Sacramento to come back.
I was worried about AD early on, settling for jumpers, fadeaways from the perimeter, not going inside, not posting up, not trying to just use his size, not trying to just dominate Sabonis or getting him in foul trouble. Man, I forgot what a good broadcaster Tim Legler was. I enjoyed him thoroughly with the color commentary and the analysis, but he was talking about how Sabonis was giving AD a hard time and made a very dangerous bet yesterday. Tolos are like, ooh, you're betting on AD in a big moment, in a big game? It's very dangerous, but it was 20.5 with the point total, and he ends up with 27. It did not feel like that, Bobby, in the first half at all. It did not feel like that when AD was complaining about calls. He was not happy with the officials, and he started off 2-for-9 in this game.
I was about to say, I thought he was like 2-for-10 or something when he started out, but he was not good early on. And it wasn't like he just got a bunch of awful looks. I thought he settled for some bad ones, but he had some clean looks at the basket and just missed. And it's, again, it's a collateral damage thing probably, but I find it really hard to root for him because of what he represents. And when you're watching Remember the Titans.
Root for Anthony?
Yeah, specifically Anthony Davis. I have a hard time doing it. When you've got I remember the Titans when Petey's got his hand up, when Coach Boone walks in that first time and Coach Boone tells him, put your hand down. when 80 hit a three in the, I think it was in the middle of that second quarter run. That was my thought. Was put your hand down. I don't want to see you standing up and like taunting the crowd. Sit down. I don't want to hear from any of you. And that's the tough thing for me is I'm fine.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
And I just hate the team until Nico's gone. Like, I can't separate it. I'm pissed watching them play. I hate. It's almost like watching the opponent score when they score. Because it's so frustrating to think Nico in that moment is thinking he did anything right.
As Nico is sitting there sipping the coffee. Sitting there in his comfortable seat in the road arena that he can enjoy at the AAC.
Just hate him.
In the moment emotion, we can all say, this is what I want, but then your team is playing a significant game to try to move on in the postseason. Did you find yourself, Fantex, actually rooting for them? Again, the poll question yesterday, do you actually want the Mavs to win? I was in the 25% minority. 877-881-1053. I did want them to win. I did not have this emotional back and forth. Peyton Russell, what about you? G-bag of the day winner, Peyton Russell.
Well, thank you. You know, when Clay hit, I think, his fourth or fifth three in the second quarter, I fist pumped a little. I was like, okay, this team's got it. I can't believe it. I really can't. I had zero... I had all the doubt in the world that this team was actually going to pull this one off, and they played like, you know, I was like, is Kyrie out there? Well, why are they scoring so much? But you know, I just, the worst nightmare is happening, and it's if they win.
Well, it's not going to last long. I thought they would win yesterday. They're not going to beat the Grizzlies. So if you're upset, if you're ticked off, don't worry. They're not moving on to face the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Some of the fan techs, going to need you to up your hate, Bobby. You're letting me down. 972, this Mav segment has been entirely too long. F the Mavericks. Jeez. 214, is a play-in game worth not getting Cooper Flagg? 817, Jerry and Steven never did anything as stupid as giving up Luka for $24 and a handful of beads.
Jason Kidd on the offensive performance and the W.
Being able to set screens with AD and him, and then also I thought the relationship between Clay and D-Live was at a high. They were channel two-ing him, and so he was being able to get the ball to D-Live, and I thought D-Live did a great job of playmaking. He was unselfish. He didn't look to score. He looked weak and got guys wide open shots.
Did he say he looked weak?
Yeah, I don't know what that meant.
Did you hear that?
Play it again? What did he? I don't understand what he said.
At the very end.
That.
At the very
playmaking.
End.
He didn't look to. He was unselfish. He didn't look to score. He looked weak and got guys wide open shots.
Oh. He looked to the weak side, I guess.
Okay. Looked weak.
Yeah, when he said it in the past, I was like, what does he mean he looked weak? Like,
spread for tomorrow night. What is the point spread? Mavs at the Grenades.
Grizzlies minus 4.
6.5.
Good. Please just get over it. I'm so done with it.
There now you go. Can the Cooper Flagg dream still be there if you lose to the Grizz?
Or yet.
Did last night get rid of that?
Yeah, it's still there if you lose to the Grizzlies, but yeah, I mean they need to get eliminated. It's just if you want any shot at all of anything being rescued for this team into the future, then you need to lose, because you've got to have some sort of a shot to get up into the lottery.
Earlier game, Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero was the best player last night in all of basketball as the Miami Heat take care of the Chicago Bulls, get Chicago up out of here. He drops 38. He started off like 8 for 8, and the Miami Heat beat Chicago 109-90. So you had two road upsets with the 9-10 playoff scenarios.
Who needs Jimmy Butler? Who needs him when you got Tyler Hero to just cook the Bulls? It's the it was the battle of the two teams spurred by Jimmy. But no, honestly, it's I caught the last like second half of the Bulls Heat game last night, and it's something where it again stands out just how useless I feel like the play-in ultimately is. I'm fine. I think if there's one spot for the play-in, this feels like too much to me.
Does it feel just like the NCAA tournament play-ins?
But no, because I mean,
at large or whatever,
even the NCAA tournament play-ins are like, all right, here are your play-in games, and boom, you're in. Like, this is a tournament of play-ins. Yeah. Like, it just feels like,
are they going home? Out. Are they done? No, do they get to move on? Do they get to face?
Yeah. Oh, you're the one who loses and gets to play again. You're the one who loses and go home. Okay. All right. Now these two play, and I mean, it's you get the. I mean, the Grizzlies potentially getting two opportunities to lose, and get bounced when they would have been a top 8 seed in the previous years. It's just, I think the whole setup is ridiculous.
So Friday night, 6 o'clock, Heat Hawks, 8:30, Mavs Grizz, after they get the Kings general manager fired after the game. What a dumpster fire that organization is. That owner might be the worst in sports that we don't bring up. Vivek with Vlade. I don't even know if Vlade's still there, but that is a mess every single year. Doug Christie bringing his wife for consultation. General manager, it's trades, De'Aaron Fox. It's ugly. It's ugly over there, and he needs to be nominated as the David Tepper of the NBA.
So there may not be a more messed up sports city right now. Well, I mean, Dallas is pretty bad with Nico Harrison, but...
Yeah, what else? Oh, the baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the A's and the Kings out there. Both of those are just messy situations.
Of course, the Nico meeting became a national story. We have brand new information on what led to it. Does it change your mind at all or scare you even more? Plus, Rangers, Stars, and the payload at 640, the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ. Just getting started. Glad you're waking up with us right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.